Okay, we're picking up our daily halacha, the halachas of the 3 weeks and the music during the 3 weeks. So we're going to continue with that today, and we're going to discuss first subject is going to be children and music. So when it comes to children, the poskim are machmer in general when it comes to a child who's of the age of chinuch. That Rav Moshe says explicitly that even though generally there is no concept of chinuch, of avelus for children, however, this is considered avelus derabimhi, and therefore One should have the practice of a child who's of the age of chinuch being machmir for not listening to music. As a shayla in general, when that age is usually dependent on where you are, how old the children. It depends on what circumstance. Everyone should know their children. If they know enough about the Chorban HaBayis, that lechora should be in the geder of someone you should be machmir for, and try to explain to them that they should try not to listen to music. Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes, it's quoted in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that if you have a child's story, and in that story there is music, but that is not the main function, then he does not think that that would be an isser of listening to that child story or watching a child story for an educational video or something like that. If the main accompaniment of the music is just to enhance the story, then he did not think that that would be the issue of listening to music. When it comes to a child below the age of chinuch, I know I asked Rav Nevinsel Shlita about it with regards to Sfiras HaOmer, I'm assuming that there's no difference. So I'll just go with the fact that he said that for a child who's below the age of chinuch, if they want it and it would let them play around or whatever like that, that if it's for them, then it would be mutter. Even if you're going to hear it, Rav Nevinsel said, again, this was by Sfiras HaOmer, I'm assuming nothing changed, that it, meaning the halacha shouldn't change and should be the same, is that it would be mutter to play it for them, even if you are going to hear it as well. Okay, so what about if you have someone who is sick or someone who is very sad? So let's just go back to the stop. Case, it's a famous psak Rav Shechter just came out with again. He said this basically by Sfiras HaOmer as well, that because of the matzav that we are in, and people are very sad, and people have reasons to be depressed, that he thought that there would be much more room to be makel to listen to music in the tkufa that we're in. However, I asked again, I'm assuming that nothing changed from when I asked Rav Nevinsel about Sfiras HaOmer, and Rav Asher Weiss also said that as well, is that they were both very strong, that would not be the case. That the idea, we're supposed to be sad, we're in avelus for the Chorban HaBayis, we're supposed to be sad. Obviously, there's a level of, I think, where they're not so much arguing is where we're talking about real depression. That it's already brought down to Shlomo Zalman about a woman who was an almana and someone who was sick, that there Shlomo Zalman said, Pashut, you should be mekel. So I don't think Rav Nevinsel would disagree with that. I just think that their machlokas between Rav Shechter and Rav Nevinsel and Rav Asher Weiss also, who was with Rav Nevinsel in this, is that it's just a stam person. I think that Rav Nevinsel and Rav Asher Weiss assume a stam person is not considered depressed, even though we are in a sad matzav that we're in. Yeah, but we're in a sad matzav because we should be doing tshuva and realize that this is all part of the Chorban HaBayis and Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and we should be sad and be sad about what the situation that we're in. Again, if it's going to lead to clinical depression or any shayla like that, then obviously I think that Rav Nevinsel, I didn't ask him explicitly, but I assumed that it would be a davar pashut that even Rav Asher Weiss or Rav Nevinsel would be makel as well. I think the shayla would be for a stam person, the average person right now. A person listening to this probably, according to Rav Nevinsel and Rav Asher Weiss, should be machmir. However, there'd be a lot more room to make lefi what Rav Shechter just published in his tshuva. Okay, what about in a situation where you're forced to listen to music? Like, for example, if you are in a house and your family is just not that frum or something like that, and people, let's say everybody's Sephardi and they're playing music, do you have to leave the house? Rav Shlomo Zalman held that that would not be the case. You do not need to leave the house if someone is ayla vaydeling l'din, not so machmir. You do not need to run out of the house and leave. However, he does say that you should be careful to make sure that you're not being mishtatef in the simcha. Don't sing along. Don't show that you are obviously enjoying it. But if you're stuck in that situation, you do not need to leave the house that you're in. What about if you are on a bus and they play music or some sort of a, whatever it might be, operas and whatever they're playing on the bus a lot of times? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that you don't have to put your hands in your ears and not listen. It's not hana that you want. And since they're doing it and they're not necessarily listening to the rules, or let's say you go into a supermarket, a lot of times supermarkets are playing music. That would not be your issue. That's something that they have. You don't have to leave and you don't have to not go because you know that there's music being played. What about if this often happens, if you're put on hold and you're calling a company and you're on hold and they're playing music? So Shlomo Zalman said also over there that in that situation, you don't need to like put it away from you until you're going to put it far away. Now listen, again, if you're waiting on hold, that would not be an issue. You don't need to be mishtadel to stop that music again, because the general principle seems to be something that's against your will is not something that you have to be so machmir for. What about if you generally have your ringtone is a music? You know, you play instead of just a regular ringtone, you have like a, whatever it might be, someone singing. So is that okay? So Rashi says that he doesn't think that it's usher to have that ringtone because it's not miyuad l'simcha. It's not something that's inherently made for simcha. However, he says better if you can to change the ringtone for this period of the 3 weeks to not leave the hamdirai, whatever nigun you decided to put as your ringtone. So that would be something over there. Rav Nissen Karelitz brings down, let's say some you work often and you listen to music and you work actually more efficiently when you have the music being played. So he says that if you're going to detract your work, then that's a considered davar avid, something that you're going to lose parnasa for. In that case, he thinks for sure until the 9 days, until Rosh Chodesh, you'd be allowed to listen to music. After the 9 days, it seems to be even who is machber, even if you think you're going to be working a little bit less efficiently, that would not have the cool up. What about when you're driving? What about if you're driving that, let's say you think that you would stay more awake, especially on these long drives, people go to the mountains or whatever like that, something that definitely would be, so that brought down a lot of postgame are Makil. I saw in the name of Rav Yashiv that he is Makil. It seems to be even in the 9 days, he would be Makil. If you're going to be afraid that you're going to be sleepy at the wheel, then for sure he thinks that you can be Makil. Again, I didn't see explicitly that heter by the 9 days. I'm assuming that that would apply, it sounded like that would apply for the 9 days as well. And I think I remember, I didn't ask him recently, but I think Rav Nevinsel also Shlita was making on this. Okay, Meretz Hashem will pick up with a little bit more about music, about whatever, we'll get into the halachas about playing music, if it's your parnasa, things like that, and Meretz Hashem will pick up more halachas of music tomorrow.